Good morning, 8:09 a.m. on Sunday, the 24th of June, 25th. That was, I'm lost. 24th, it is, I was right, 24th. Sunday, the 24th of June, 2018. Hi. I started to come out at 6. Didn't quite make it. Yep. I got, I had one last assignment to do for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Group. There was a chat yesterday. Four of us plus the instructor. It was interesting. It was fun. I had one last assignment to do, so it was sort of a final exam of putting all the pieces together. And so I threw something together, I threw it in. It was a fun little exercise, but it took about an hour longer than I expected it would. It's a nice morning. The sun is a little hot. It's supposed to be in the 70s today, which is a far cry from the 80s and 90s that it's been. But it's a lovely morning, it really is. That, that last half mile through the sun was warm, but now I'm down in the shade and sheltered in the neighborhood here. It's quite lovely. I spent a little quality time yesterday with Natalia. Yes. It was, I felt good. I need to go home and get a fresh cup of coffee and do some more. gorgeous. I'm looking at the sky, I'm looking at the blue. Good morning.
Hello.
Little puffy pops of clouds here and there. And there's one real big dark cloud right over my head. It's more off to the west. I have no doubt that we're going to get predicted thunder showers, possibly strong thunder showers this afternoon. We had a little thunder rumbler yesterday, late in the day, it's like 10 o'clock. I had another late night last night that was largely due to Natalia. This big standard poodle over there.
Hi.
Good morning. Dog is not being terribly cooperative this morning. So it's a Sunday morning. It's potentially a day of rest, except I really want to work on the book. I really want to work on the story. I'm stoked. This course has really helped me. Not necessarily in terms of technique, because these are all techniques that I've known before. The in-depth consideration of culture is something that happens almost unconsciously for me. Bringing it to the foreground is interesting, but I'm not sure how much it helps. So I was thinking about the cultural questions in the course. The one thing that really did stand out was that one of the questions we had to answer was what's your character's big dream? And Zoya's is pretty clear. Zoya wants to be the captain of a ship. Zoya does not want to be a captain of industry. Zoya wants to be Ishmael Hwang. And she always has, ever since she was little, watching all the ships come and go while she was stuck in one system with a hauler that would only go from here to there and back again. Same route all the time. Every day, same thing. So for her, there's a certain freedom represented by being a ship captain. Get ready, say it with me. Come off post. Natalia is different. Natalia doesn't have a big dream. She hasn't developed a big dream. Everything in her life has been focused on the next goal, the next piece, the next step. Getting into the academy. Mastering her field, which is engineering. Her martial art wasn't something that she grew up with, but was something that she took to in the academy and through dint of a lot of practice, a lot of awareness, trained that skill to a very high level over a relatively short period of time, just a few years. But her dream, the problem is that she's actually achieved her dream, which is to have her own ship and to be in control of it, to make her own way in the Annex, the Western Annex, by virtue of her skill as a trader, the fact that she has a ship and is beholden to no one. And this series is all about, what do you do once you've reached your dream? What if your dream wasn't big enough? What if having achieved your dream, you're left sort of without a course, without a purpose, other than maintenance? What now? I'm balancing all kinds of, I'm juggling things and aspects, factors, characters, setting all in my head right there. I'm not talking because it's moving too fast. There's definitely a front coming. I'm looking up at the sky. There's definitely a front coming through. That's one thing that I really When I go back east, it's one thing I really miss is that there's no horizon back there. Here I can see, looking east, I can see all the way to Kansas, for God's sake. Looking west is not a lot right here, but with the right view, I can see all the way to the mountains, 50 miles. And at the right height, the right vantage point, I can see all the way to Pike's Peak from here, which is 100 miles, 120 miles. There are, that horizon doesn't exist back east. So I can see this line of clouds coming. There's actually two of them, discrete lines of clouds. And they're looking like they're on an intersection path. Not a lot of spiny poppies this morning. That tree is dead. That was looking good. This one's looking a little battered from the hail the other day. There's a couple of them that look a little bit denuded. Hiking. Into the shade, yes, thank you. I broke out of a sweat. I've had a good workout this morning. The blood's moving, my brain is ticking over. The metronome is going. It's time. I'm gonna go in and get a cup of coffee. Try to remember to post this. Let me get back into the word processor. I've got work to do today. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.